I want to say good evening to Dr. Lee. I'm glad he's on.
Good evening.
Because I do have a couple of questions.
Okay.
Hey, Dr. Lee, you know, I had a doctor's visit today, and I noticed with my doctor, he's constantly asking me about taking that vaccination. And I told him straight up, I said, Doc, look, let me tell you something. The FDA hasn't even approved it yet. It's only approved for emergency use. He said, well, what do you think we're in? We're in an emergency. I said, no, we're not. You know, I said, the thing about it, it's an emergency out of television. But, and now we got in a little heated debate, and he's an MD. But I told him, I said, I'm not taking it. He said, well, I just think that's a bad choice. Any MD out here telling you not to take it, they need to look at themselves in the mirror. I said, well, I know a few of them that saying don't take it. So anyway, just saying that, Dr. Lee, do MDs get a reward or some kind of, because I know these two black doctors we got up here in Philadelphia, one of them just got a big reward for injecting that poison in our people's arms up here. But I'm saying, do they get some kind of incentive, or if they fail to get a certain percentage of their patients to take it, they'll get some kind of disciplinary action?
Oh, yes. I mean, those are good questions. So, again, what I said earlier, Morehouse got $40 million. Tuskegee got $40 million. Well, who you think gets that money? They pay that to their staff, and then they brainwash them and they do what they call training, and then of course the doctor that you went to, he was vaccinated, so he's looking at you like you're a danger to him, when in fact he's more of a danger to you. Not just with the bad advice that he's given out, but the fact that he's shedding every word that he spoke to you, he was spewing spike proteins in your face.
Well, he got anger with that too, because I said, like, the only people I know of in my circle that's actually catching or testing positive are the ones that's vaccinated. I said, those of us that's doing what we do for our immune system, because he's definitely anti-supplement. But I've been going to this guy for 30 years. I'm used to him. But, you know, the thing about it, I said the only ones I know of that's catching it and spreading it, and I had a customer today that just told me his daughter was fully vaccinated, caught the COVID from her girlfriend that was fully vaccinated, and gave it to his ex-wife because she wasn't vaccinated. I said, well, who's the threat then? It's not the unvaccinated person.
Yes.
You see people walking around here that think they're fully vaccinated when they're still testing positive.
But it's an oxymoron. Yeah, but again, you have to not use the wrong language.
Right.
This is not a vaccine.
It's not.
So you're having a discussion back and forth with the doctor about a vaccine, and it's not a vaccine. So you need to find out, does the doctor even know that this is not a vaccine? He might think that this is the same as the flu shot that he's used to giving people. He might not even know. And the reason he might not even know is that when he opened up the box with the vaccine vial in it, to read the package insert to see what it said, it was blank. So he just has to go by. Wait, please. I'm not done answering your question.
I apologize. All right.
So your doctor is relying on television newscasts for his information, just like you. Now, the truth of it is, every doctor is not as dumb as the one that you seem to have encountered. What I just recently read is 70% of physicians are refusing the vaccine. So every doctor isn't dumb. Some doctors are pretty smart. As a matter of fact, the majority of them seem to be smart because they're turning down the vaccine. They don't want it. even though they're being pressured and bribed to take it, but they still don't want it. So you just have to find a doctor that's not so dumb and brainwashed.
I got you.
DefineSelf.com.